That's not good. That's not good at all. And not good at all that the Wild are done. Heartbreaking loss to the Avs in Denver. Season over. They had a 3-0 lead. Looked great. Looked like they were going to roll. Give up two goals late in regulation and the one in overtime. To sort it all out, Jez Myers from the Pioneer Press. He covers the Wild. Jez, good to visit with you. First of all, thanks for all your time this season.
Absolutely. It's been a lot of fun. And I was going to say, there's no way we have enough time to sort it all out. There's just so much to unpack there. But yeah, that was, you know, talking off air with Lindsay, it was almost a good way for the season to end for the Wild, because maybe they'll have a little fire going into next season and think, you know, we were that close. And I did read somebody who said for a series that was 4-1, man, it seemed a lot closer than that, didn't it?
Yeah, it did. It felt closer than the Timberwolves, and the Timberwolves Spurs went 6.
Yep. And it was interesting between the Wild and the Avalanche. Yeah, Colorado won 4 of the 5 games. The only blowout in the series was the Wild win when they, you know, put up 5 goals on Colorado and forced them to make a goalie change and all that. But just a heartbreaking way to end the season when it looked like, you know, they had everything going their way. They were playing the way they wanted to play, especially in that first period, building a 3-0 lead. Could have been a 4-0 lead if a goal doesn't get disallowed, but it was probably the right call. And then here's the real disappointing part. After that point, they had 7 shots on goal. The final 2 periods plus overtime, 7 shots. That's just not going to cut it, clearly.
Yeah, and there's a lot of criticism. A lot of people are saying Kirill Kaprizov is poised to make superstar money in this league. Certainly has put up big numbers. But in this series, sometimes was a non-factor.
Yeah, he didn't have, a great series. He had a good series. Didn't have a great series. And then the other disturbing one, you know, 5 games against Colorado, Matt Boldy had an empty net goal, and that was it. I mean, you know, if those two guys aren't going, forget that you're missing Joel Eriksson Ek. Forget that you're missing Jonas Brodin. If those two guys aren't kind of driving the train for you, you're going to have problems.
Yeah. About goaltending, they lean on Jesper Wallstad heavily in the playoffs, but they still have Filip Gustavsson in the fold. I know we're looking ahead already quickly to next season, but goaltending certainly a big deal. Could one of those be elsewhere next season if Bill Guerin wants to add to the forwards group or the blue line?
I think absolutely he could move one of those two guys. Now, here's the dilemma that Bill Guerin is going to face. After what happened in the playoffs, any trade talks he gets into, they're going to say, okay, sure, but we want Jesper Wallstedt. And it's amazing, Steve. You think back 2 months ago, we were all prepared to lose Jesper Wallstedt at the trade deadline. You know, we have this young, hot goalie. He might be worth something in trade. Everybody was fine with that. Now I think most Wild fans would say it's a disaster if we move Jesper Wallstedt, just because he looked so good in the playoffs and looks like he's absolutely poised to take over the number one goalie spot.
Yeah, there's certainly has to be value in Gustavsson if you decide to move him.
Absolutely. And talking to Filip Gustavsson yesterday, he said 2 things that were interesting. Number one, well, maybe 3 things that are interesting. Number one, he said absolutely supportive of Jesper Wallstedt. You know, it wasn't too long ago that Filip Gustavsson was a young goalie coming out of Sweden, you know, trying to find his way. So there's a great kind of mentor-mentee relationship there. Second thing he said is, keep in mind, we're going to 84 games next year. They're adding 2 regular season games. There's no realistic way in the modern NHL that you can just plug one goalie into the net every night. Teams are going to need 2 goalies, and Filip Gustavsson is absolutely prepared to be part of that tandem. But then he also said, you know, I want to be a number one goalie. If there's a chance for me to play somewhere, I'm open to that as well. So it sounds like he's resigned to the fact that he could be on the trading block depending on how things go this summer.
Hey, another thing you and I had talked about a week ago, and it's obviously true and has been true, Joel Eriksson Ek, huge part of this. Not saying the series the Wild win it and they advance to the Western Conference Finals. But huge loss, Jonas Brodin. I mean, those are two big injuries for the Wild.
Absolutely. And talking to both of them, you know, they kept saying they're day-to-day, you know, it's optimistic, we're trying to get back on ice skating, all the right things. Both of them have broken bones, you know, and it wasn't going to be a quick fix. They weren't going to be back real quickly anytime soon. So it was, you know, it was maybe more serious than they were letting on, but now they've both got time to recover. But, man, those are two just devastating losses when you think of the roles those two guys play on this team. Eriksson Ek taking faceoffs, killing penalties, you know, just all of that stuff he does in front of the net. And then Brodin is one of the better shutdown defensemen in all of the NHL. So to lose those two guys, that was definitely a factor in the series.
Jed Smyers joining us on the John Schuster Coldwell Banker Hotline. Covers the team for the Pioneer Press, online at TwinCities.com. The team certainly pushed a lot of chips onto the table for this season. They did get out of the first round of the playoffs. They beat the Dallas Stars, number two seed in the Central Division, come up short against Colorado Avalanche, were competitive at times in the series, but nevertheless exit. I would assume the owner still wants to win, the general manager still wants to win badly, but there are challenges going into this offseason. Number one, Quinn Hughes and extend Quinn Hughes, plus adding to the team. It isn't going to be easy.
Yeah, and those are some tough decisions that are going to have to come up. You know, talking to some of the forwards on this team yesterday, Marcus Johansson is one of them. We don't know what his future is. You know, he was on a one-year deal. He could re-sign in Minnesota. About possibly going back and finishing his career in Sweden. So we don't know what's going to happen there. Another one to keep an eye on is Nick Foligno. He also was on the last year of a one-year deal. You know, said we asked, you know, are you willing to take a pay cut if you want to stay here, keep playing with your brother, all of that. He said, number one, I got to live out my dream. I played with my brother in the playoffs. That was great. And then he said, I'm absolutely willing to take a pay cut. He said, I will take less than Kirill Kaprizov is making. I'm willing to go to just $16 million a year. So, you know, good sense of humor anyway.
just a little less than Kirill. You keep hearing another center. Easier said than done.
You know, that was one thing that really struck me in this series. And I'm that biased guy because he's from my hometown. But, man, think of what Brock Nelson would have meant to this Wild team. When there was all that talk about this time a year ago that they might go out and trade for him or they might sign him as a free agent. And, man, you really see what that center depth does for a team like Colorado. You know, and Bill Guerin's not afraid to dream big. That's one thing I like about him. You know, he already pulled off the biggest trade in Wild history in bringing Quinn Hughes here. And, yes, that it's going to be a challenge to re-sign him, but Hughes said all the right things, that he likes to hear, that he's interested in talking about re-signing, all of that. We've also heard that, you know, Guerin's not afraid to maybe swing for the fences again this summer. We've heard Austin Matthews' name kicked around. We've heard, you know, some of the bigger names in the NHL that are going to be on potentially the trading block that they might want to get involved in that as well. So this could be an exciting summer for the Wild.
Yeah, and there's no doubt this owner, Craig Leopold, wants to win, period. I mean, that he is committed to it. I know he wants to get some things done with the building and the entire complex in downtown St. Paul, but first and foremost, he is committed, and it's hard to argue with what the owner and what Bill Guerin have done to improve this roster.
You know, Craig Leopold is that kind of guy. This team was kind of stuck in the middle for years, you know, drafting in that 18 to 22 spot. They were never real bad. They were never real good. You know, kind of stuck in the middle. People would say, you know, maybe you have to tank for a year. Maybe you have to be just kind of lousy and get a high draft pick and all of that. And Craig Leopold has said flat out, I am never the kind of guy who's going to be willing to tank. That's just not in his nature. You know, he wants to go forward. He wants to push ahead. He wants to own most of downtown St. Paul from the way it looks. As you see, he bought the St. Paul Hotel this week. Yeah. So he's got some big plans for that facility and obviously for this team to go much deeper in the playoffs.
All right, Jess, well, always good to visit with you. What are your plans now season over? Or are you going to take a break? What's on the agenda?
Well, instead of getting on a plane to go to Denver today for a game seven, I went up to my cabin and my son and my wife helped me. We get the dock put in, got the pontoon in, took a nice little pontoon ride. So I think it's the official start of summer now, right?
Yeah, enjoy. Just always
didn't
great.
Didn't catch a fish yet, but I'll be catching a fish soon, I promise.
Yeah, as soon as those water temps jump, they'll be jumping right in the boat.
I think so, too. Thanks, Steve.
All right, Jess. Very good. There he is, Jess Myers, covers the Wild for the Pioneer Press and a to-do list. And I would assume, you know, they're going to double down. They've already put a lot of chips on the table. Quinn Hughes, a center, and load up and see if he can get on another run next year. They got out of the first round, ran into the Colorado Avalanche, but who knows? They have a very good group here. Right now, it is 429. We're going to take a break. Still much more to come on the program. Read and react. A little game we play, Lindsey Brown, Steve Thompson. We each come up with three questions. And it really can be on anything. Sports, pop culture, news, philosophical, whatever. We'll do that. Heather Rule joins us. We'll talk Frost. They get a raw deal in the PWHL playoffs, having a game postponed. We'll get into that with Heather. PWHL Finals, Ottawa and Montreal underway, playing Game 2 today. Then we'll get you ready for the Twins and the Brewers. Border Battle Weekend at Target Field. Lineup card at 5:30. Bobby Nightingale joins us from the Star Tribune at about 4 or 5:10. Here on News Talk, 830 WCCO.